Thank the deacons and the Lews for the opportunity of being here.
我感谢这个教会的执事们，还有流传到，那么我可以来这里参加这个ordination.
It was interesting that your congregation has been in existence for 20 years.
我刚知道你们这个整个这个教会已经存在了20年了.
And I just finished my first 20 years at Greenville Seminary.
那么我呢也刚好刚完成我在神学院的20年.
I want to speak particularly to you, Edward.
那么今天我想对流传道说几句话.
About four ingredients for an effective ministry.
那么有四个因素，然后你可以好好的做这个传道的工作，牧师的工作.
And the text is Ezra 7, verse 10.
那么这个是从以斯拉记第七章第十节.
As we read these verses, perhaps you noticed twice that we're told that the hand of the Lord was upon Ezra.
那么你读了这段圣经之后，你可能有两次他都提到，那么神的手在这个以斯拉的身上。
Verse 6, it says that the king gave him all he asked for because the hand of the Lord was upon him.
那么第六节有说到，王给了他所有他需要的东西，因为神的手在他的身上。
And verse 9 says that he had a very successful trip from Babylon to Jerusalem because the hand of the Lord was upon him.
那么第五节也说到，那么他从巴比伦到耶路撒冷都很顺利，那也是因为神的手在帮助他。
And verse 10 tells us why the hand of the Lord was upon him.
那么第十节告诉我们了，为什么神的手在帮助他。
For Ezra set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to practice it and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel.
那么第十节说，以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例与典章教训以色列人。
And these are the four ingredients for an effective ministry.
这里呢有四个重要的因素，你可以做好这个牧者的工作。
I would dare say a successful ministry.
那么我说这样一个成功的这个事工。
As long as we don't measure success by the world standards.
那么是你不要用世界的这个标准来衡量这个事工的成功与否。
The success is that God blessed the ministry according to God's holy purposes.
那么这是告诉我们是神他祝福这个事工，按照神自己的定义。
And if you do these four things, God will bless you and this congregation.
如果你做了这四件事，那么神就会祝福你的这个事工。
In his own ways.
按照神自己的旨意。
But his hand will be upon you.
那么他的手也会在一直的帮助你。
So what we see here is that the effective ministry is one who from his heart studies, practices, and teaches the word of God.
那么这个事工呢，就是说，是你的心是要思想学习神的话语。
First, the effective ministers from the heart.
那么是从你自己的发自你自己的内心。
We're told that Ezra set his heart to do these things.
那么这里告诉我们呢，以斯拉呢，他从他心里他决定定义来考究神的话。
And here the Holy Spirit reminds us that true religion is a matter of the heart.
那么神的灵呢教导我们，那么真正的信仰呢，就是我们的心是在里面。
Visiting with a couple last night at dinner.
那么昨天晚上我们有跟一对家庭在一起吃饭。
And she said, for a long time, she had a lot of head knowledge.
那么她告诉我，那么在很长一段时间，她只是在头脑上有一些圣经的知识。
Eventually, it went into her heart.
那么最后呢，才进入到她的心里。Solomon
tells us that we must guard the heart because it's the center of all things.
那么诗篇告诉我们，我们应该谨守自己的心，因为心是我们一切的中心。
The heart is the control room of our life.
那么心呢，它是啊，掌控我们生命的一个中控点。
And all of us who are Christians must love God with the heart.
那么所有的基督徒呢，都应该从内心发自内心的去爱神。
And of course, to do that, you must have a new heart.
当然了，你要能做到这个，首先你要有一个新的心。
You must be born again by the Holy Spirit, as we saw in 2 Corinthians 4:6.
那么你应该就像我们刚才看到的哥林多后书讲的，你要该从神的灵重生，给你一个新的心。
And the minister must particularly minister from the heart.
那么传道人呢，他也是从他的心发自内心的来去牧养。
It is this attitude alone that will keep us from becoming proud and overbearing.
那么这样的态度呢，可以让我们就是传道人呢，不会就是说骄傲。
So that with our hearts we love God.
那么我们的心呢是爱神。
And we love God's people.
当然我们也就爱神的子民。
So again, as we serve Christ, we are the bond servants of the people of the Lord.
当然我们是服侍神，我们就是神的仆人。
So your heart will be the fountain of an effective ministry.
所以你的心呢，就像有一个源泉，有活水流出来，然后一直来服侍。
Second, the effective minister then must study the law of God.
那么第二个因素呢，就是你一定要仔细的考究神的话语。
The word translated law means the entire teaching of the Word of God. It can sometimes just mean the commandments, but here it means all of Scripture.
所以这里面呢，说的这个翻译的时候，律法呢，其实呢是指神的话语，所有的神的话语。
And the word translated study.
那么这个考学习在这里翻译成
is literally seek.
那么就是去寻求。
So you are to seek the law of God.
那么你要仔细的去寻求神的话语。
We all lose things, keys, purses, phones.
我们常常的丢东西，我们的钥匙，我们的电话，我们的钱包。
And we diligently turn the house upside down until we find the thing that we seek.
那么我们常常的把家里翻个底朝天，然后去找到我们所要找的东西。
Now that's the attitude that you are to have in studying.
那么你就应该有这样的一个心态来学习神的话语。
You're not to be content with a cursory knowledge of the Word of God.
不只是就是说得到一些圣经的这些知识。
You're to seek by God's grace to plumb its depths and to mine its riches.
你要借着神的这个恩典，那么去更深一步的，然后去理解神的话语。
And therefore, you must always approach the Word in prayer.
那么你要常常的在学习中要祷告。
Saying with the psalmist, "Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things out of your law."
那么你要在你的心里要歌唱求神，那么让神打开你的心眼，所以你能够看到他律法中的奇妙。
You then make prayerful use of the things that you're learning in of the tools that God's given you to open up the scriptures.
那么你呢，在你的祷告中，求神让这些所有的这帮助他学习他话语的这些工具来帮助你去学习。
You didn't spend 5 years to lay these things aside as you've now become a pastor.
那么你并没有说在过去的五年里，你把所有这些都放在一边，然后现在突然变成了一个牧师。
We've sought to give you tools.
那么我们给了你很多的学习的这个。
But you must take good care of those tools.
那你要好好的去用这些工具。
Dr. Pinion or Dr. Horace. And all their years of teaching at university simply relied on what they learned 100 years ago.
那么我们的培年弟兄还有 Horace 弟兄，那么他们在明州大学，他们在这些年来，他们都在学习和使用这些。
They wouldn't have been effective.
那么否则他们不会这么有效的这样教导。
They took what they learned and they continued to sharpen it and to use it.
那么他们把所学到的东西，他们继续不断的去磨练，然后呢，去继续的去使用。
So you must take what you've learned and prayerfully use it to search the scriptures.
那么你也一样要把自己所学到的，借着祷告，然后使用在你的生命中。
And to read good books.
然后去读更好的书。
And to know your confession of faith and catechism.
那么知道你在你自己的信仰的这些教义的。
Bring these things to bear then as you prepare your sermons and lessons.
然后在你的准备你的讲道和你的教导的时候，那么你都有这些都有这些可以用。
So that you diligently study the scriptures.
勤奋的去考究神的话语。
And prepare your sermons.
然后去准备你自己的讲道。
And I'm going to watch over your shoulder.
那我呢会看着你。
And your mentor is going to watch over your shoulder.
那么你的导师呢？马牧师也会这样的去看着你。
In fact, we hope, Pastor Ma, that you will continue to mentor this man.
那么我们也希望马牧师能继续的去mentor 他。
But you know who's really watching over your shoulder?
但是你知道是谁在一直在看着你吗？
The Lord God.
是在天上的神。
You give an answer to him for the stewardship.
那么你已经回应了他的呼召去服侍他。
Nobody else will be there.
那么没有别人会在那儿。
And it's easy to daydream, to play on the computer, or to get in the car and run around.
那么也是很容易，你就自己就是说在那里无所事事，或者是去开着车转悠。
But you should devote yourself to the study.
但是你要专心的去学习。
The resolution of the apostles in Acts 6 that we'll let the deacons and the brothers and sisters in the church tend to these things, we must devote ourselves to prayer and to the word.
那么在使徒行传第八章里有说，那么这些使徒们就在说，我们一定要专心的去教导和祷告，学习。
And you people remember that as well.
那么你们这些会众们也知道这些。
I know you think we only work a couple of days a week.
我知道你们有时候在想，他可能只是周末这两天工作。
And unfortunately, that might be true of a lot of ministers today.
这个可能在现在的这些传道人里面，可能这样的现象也是非常普遍的。
But you've already heard, and you know this man will work.
但是你们知道这位弟兄他会很勤奋的工作。
So the effective minister must minister from the heart, and must diligently study the Word of God.
所以一个有效的这个牧者，那么他会从他的心里用他的心去牧养，然后从很勤奋的学习神的话语。
Third thing is the effective minister must live the word of God.
第三个重要的因素就是一个牧者呢，他应该活出神的话语。
As we said, it's hard to study the law of the Lord and to practice it.
那么在以斯拉记这说的他。不光是学习神的律法，他还将律法典章行出来。
Ezra's called a scribe.
那么这个以斯拉呢，他是一个文士。
He was a priest who devoted himself to the study of scripture.
他是一个祭司呢，他把他的精力时间都花在学习神的话语上。
But there was a huge difference between Ezra and the scribes of the days of the Savior.
那么这个以斯拉那个时候的以斯拉和后来在耶稣基督时候的那个文士是大不一样的。
Remember how he described them in Matthew 23.
那么你还记得主耶稣怎么说他那个时代的文士呢？
They've set themselves in the seat of Moses.
那么就那些文士呢，他们是坐在摩西的座位上。
Do what they teach you.
那么他们在教导你们。
But don't follow their practice.
你们要听他们的教导，但是不要学他们的样子。
So we must not let our people think that we say one thing and live another.
我们一定作为传道，我们一定不能让人觉得我们在讲一套，然后又做另一套。
If you serve the Lord from the heart, you are going to be concerned about personal godliness.
那么，如果你从心里面去服侍神，那么你就会想会非常。
All of us who name the name of Christ are to be concerned about personal godliness.
那么我们所有的在主里面的基督徒，我们都应该想想我们自己的敬虔。
James 1:21.
在雅各书第一章二十一节。
James 1:21-25. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness and humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he's looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man should be blessed in what he does.
雅各书第一章二十一节。所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的人，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
And so all of us must be concerned about holiness.
那么我们每一个人都要想到圣洁。
And the Savior says, pursue that sanctification without which no man shall see the Lord.
那么主告诉我们，那么我们每个人都要追求圣洁，否则没有哪个人能见到主。
But the minister above all and the deacons and the elders must be concerned about personal holiness.
那么传道人和牧师更应该这样，还有执事们，还有这些长老们，你们更应该注意自己的圣洁。
For this reason that Paul gives us the qualifications of 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1.
那么保罗这样的给这些传道人有这样的嘱咐。
We're to strive to be a pattern in these things.
那么这些所有的这些都是
Sinners saved by grace.
我们都是罪人，那么被神的恩典所拯救。
But a pattern of holiness.
那么我们要有一个这种追求圣洁的这种态度。
So with a good conscience, you can say to the sheep.
那么你在你的羊面前呢，有一个很清洁的良心。
Follow me as I follow the shepherd.
那么所以他们就会告诉他们，就像我跟从我，就像我跟从的牧人一样。
Be a pattern for them of what personal godliness is.
那么做一个好的榜样，什么是圣洁的榜样。
A second reason this is so important is that God does not bless the ministry of an unholy man.
另外一个要点就是说，神呢他不会去祝福一个不求圣洁的一个这样的一个事工的。
Remember that William Perkins taught that if you're to preach with unction, you must be pursuing godliness.
那么你要想追求pursue。
Unction of the anointing of the Spirit in preaching.
哦，你要是去追求这个圣灵的工作，那么你必须要有圣洁。
If you desire the Spirit's blessing in your ministry, you must pursue holiness.
那么你如果想让圣灵在你的事工中做工，那么你必须要有个人的这种圣洁。
If you desire to see your people grow in godliness, you must pursue holiness.
那么如果你想让你的会众呢有敬虔的生命，那么你必须要有自己圣洁的生活。
If you would see the lost converted, you must pursue holiness.
如果你想让那些失丧的人得救，那么你自己要有一个圣洁的生命。
Now this all comes to a head then in the fourth thing.
那么这样我们就到了第四个要点。
From the heart,
从心里。
You must diligently study the word and practice the word.
你要从心里去勤奋地学习神的话语，也去遵行神的话语。
So you can teach it.
所以你可以教导。
He says to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel.
那么这里就说，将神的律法和典章教导以色列人。
Israel is the church.
那么以色列在这里就是现在就是教会。
Ezra went back to Jerusalem because he learned that the church had a lot of error.
那么以斯拉呢他回到耶路撒冷后，他发现当时的以色列人里面有很多的错误的观念。
It needed biblical and personal reformation.
那么他们需要一个归回圣经的这样一个改革。
So that was his goal.
那这是他的目标。
He was a scribe, a minister.
他是一个文士，他是一个一个传道。
And he went to teach the church.
那么他在那里教导以色列人。
The whole council of God.
那么这是神的会众。
The two terms that are used here really, I think, embrace it all. He taught his statutes and ordinances.
那么他在这里教导这个神的典章律法。
The word statutes is used in the Bible to talk about the fixed order of the entire heavenly universe.
那么这个典章呢，就是指神在天上所那些已经定的那些所有的那些典章。
Every planet, moon, and star in that order of that holy dance.
那么在所有的星际，那么所有的这些星座，他们在哪里
？So in the shoes of Scripture, it's used to remind us that.The Bible is God's fixed law.
那么这里提醒我们，那么圣经呢，就是神他已经已经完整的已经完全的一个神的典章。
An unchangeable law.
那么这是一个不会改变的。
And then judgments used with statutes, I think, refers to the doctrine of God.
那么这些其他的这些法律呢，就是指的神的这些律法。
Who he is, and particularly what his ways are, as they're revealed in Scripture and then in practice.
那么就是他把自己的话语在圣经里面向我们显明出来。
And so it's really summarized in that shorter catechism question: What do the Scriptures principally teach?
那么在小要理问答里面有讲到，那么什么圣经在教导我们什么呢
？What we're to believe concerning God.
我们到底在信神的什么呢？
And what duty God requires of us?
What
duty God requires of us?
哦，神对我们的要求又是什么呢
？So that's what Ezra went to teach.
那这就是以斯拉呢，他在教导以色列人。
Through preaching and teaching.
那么去教导和传道。
That God's brought you back to these people, a congregation that you came out of.
那么神呢，就带着他这些会众把这些会众带来。
And God has brought you here through them now to teach them the statutes and ordinances, judgments.
那么神把这些会众带给你，那么让你去教导他们神的律法和典章。
To help them in this pathway, this pilgrimage of reformation, both how they think about God and how they live.
那么去教导他们，他们应该怎么样去思想，认识这位神和怎样去在活出他们的生命。
And you must give yourself to this.
你一定要把自己安静的做这样的事情。
Indefatigably.
然后去有效的去做。
And diligently.
勤奋的去做。
And prayerfully.
再用一个祷告的心去做。
Preaching.
讲道。
Teaching.
教导。
House to house visitation.
那么家的探访。
Discipleship.
门徒训练
line upon line,
一个接一个
precept upon precept.
那么神的话语
You've been reminded it's not easy.
这不是一个很容易的工作
But God's called you to it.
但是神呢呼召了你去做这样的工作
And so, as we pray for you,
我们会为你祷告
that God will bless your ministry here.
那么神祝福你在这里的事工。
We encourage you to devote yourself.
那么去鼓励你去忠心的去爱他。
From the heart.
从你的心里。
To study.
去学习。
Practice.
去遵守。
And teach.
教导。
The whole counsel of God.
神所有的这些话语。
And commend you to the grace of God.
把你自己交在神的恩典中
，because no man can do this，
因为没有一个人自己能做这样的事
，it's beyond our strength，
是我们自己的能力做不到的
，but in your Savior，
但是在你的救主里
，is everything you need，
这是你所需要的
，in your sin， in your sin，
哦，你的罪
，He forgives you。
他会原谅你。
In your weakness,
你的软弱。
He will strengthen you.
他会给你力量。
In your discouragement,
那么你灰心的时候
He will encourage you.
他会鼓励你
His grace
他的恩典
is sufficient.
已经足够你用的
And so above all,
在所有这些之上
rest in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么在你的主耶稣基督里安息
And lift him up.
高举他的名
as the Lord and Savior of sinners.
因为耶稣基督是你的中心。
God bless you.
神祝福你。